And this is Kevin on the Tea Time Show on Vectis Radio with you every Wednesday from 4 till 6. And as it's after 5, in fact it's 15 minutes past 5, I've even got a watch. It's time for our interview slot, which this week is with my good mate, Joe Reston. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Kevin. It's lovely to see you again.
I know. It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Just a little while, yeah.
Yeah. But I asked Joe to come in because he's written a book, and I'm just holding the book up for the benefit of people listening on the radio, and it's called The Self-Help Summary. And on the cover, it says, Confucius to Covey, Procrastination to PMA, a short guide to the key ideas and thinkers from the world of personal development. Wow. Joe, it sounds heavy, but behind it is my first question, really, is it's all about sort of helping yourself and towards a better life. In that's the sort of phrase that everybody uses, isn't it? You know, to live a better life and fulfill your potential. And there are so many cliches and phrases around it. Mm. And that I also thought, that means there are so many sources of information that it must be bewildering. So my opening question is, how on earth have you managed to put together a guide to self-help? It must have taken you about 3 centuries to do this.
It has been quite a long process, and yeah, it's involved reading literally hundreds of books and listening to and watching thousands of hours of audio and video and trying somehow to condense all of that stuff together. But it's a process. It's an area that I'm really interested in, so it's a process that I was sort of doing anyway, and then I realized as I was reading this stuff and watching these things and listening to stuff, I realized that I was finding the same sort of themes, concepts, ideas kept repeating themselves, whether it was, you know, sort of ancient Roman philosophy or whether it was Tony Robbins in the 80s. It's the same ideas. And so what I've tried to do is provide a summary in 150 pages of all of those ideas for people who may be curious about the world of self-help, personal development, but don't know where to start. Okay. That was the idea.
Okay. And to do that, presumably that you had your own motivation for wanting to do it. It's an area you've explored and found, like, I think we were chatting before, when it's a bit like walking into a supermarket. You just want one thing, but there's like a whole aisle of stuff. Is it something like that? And was that your experience?
Yeah, very definitely. So I would say one of the first self-help books that I read was one that I'm sure many people would be familiar with, which is The Secret. And I read it because I was on a beach in Egypt and I'd run out of anything else to read. And it made me absolutely furious, this book. I was reading it and I was getting angrier and angrier. I was going, oh my God, what is going on here? Now, I've mellowed a little bit towards that particular book since then. But basically, yeah, you're absolutely right. Like so many other things, as a topic, self-help, personal development, self-education, whatever you want to call it, it comes in lots and lots of different flavors. So if you pick up The Secret and that book is not the sort of book that is going to talk to you and connect with you, then there's a danger that you might completely dismiss, you know, the whole subject, the whole topic. And equally, you know, not everyone is going to be interested in reading Marcus Aurelius or Seneca, and not everyone is going to get on with Tony Robbins or with Gary Vaynerchuk or, you know, some of the guys who are more contemporary. And so, I'm curious about it anyway, but I think that's probably the most important thing that I've tried to do, is to give people a sense of those different flavors within the self-help world, and for them to then make an informed decision about what they want to read next or what they want to listen to next and what might work for them.
Okay, so from all that work that you've put into this, is there, this is a really tough one for you, because we're live, no pressure, but is there something that's come through as part of your work on the book that you could share with us and say, if this is an area that you want to explore, this is the best place to start? I mean, can you actually suggest a route for someone?
I definitely have personal favourites. So my personal favourites in terms of stuff that I like to listen to would be someone like Gary Vaynerchuk. But he really is a kind of Marmite guy. He's a very loud, brash, obnoxious New Yorker who swears a lot.
Okay.
And he's very in your face. Yeah. And he is not going to be everyone's cup of tea.
Right.
But also for myself, I do also like Paulo Coelho. So a book like The Alchemist, for instance, which is totally at the other end of the spectrum. Yeah. It's quite a, I hesitate to use the word, but it's quite a spiritual book. Yeah. And it's much more gentle in its approach. So yeah, speaking for myself, I do kind of like to cover different grounds. I also personally really like Tim Ferriss, who is an American guy. I'm not sure too many people would be familiar with him, but he's very practical. His is not about kind of the spiritual side of it. His is very much about, here is a thing that you can do. Here is a technique that you can use. And I think for me, that was one of the big surprises, is for a lot of people, you might be assuming that it's all books like The Secret or The Alchemist. And there is a lot of that. And that stuff is great. And I really like it. But at the other end of the scale, there's real practical stuff in there as well, from the world of personal development. There's one of my favourites, for instance, just to kind of go into a little bit of detail, was something that I picked up from Warren Buffett, who is an American billionaire investor. And he was talking about how to deal with the sort of overwhelm that I'm sure we've all felt when, for instance, your to-do list is getting a little bit out of hand. And it's so simple, but I've found it a massive help. And essentially all he does is he says, right, you just write down everything. So every single thing that's lingering, whether it's the hoovering or picking up the kids from school or everything that's on the list. Yeah. And then you split it into two. And on one side, you call it list A, you put the top five things. And it's only five. That's the most you can have. And then on the other side, list B goes everything else. And then you put a big red cross through list B, and that becomes your not to do list. You simply shove that to one side, focus on that top five, get those done. And if you manage to get them all done, then you go back to list B. Okay. And for me, that kind of prioritization thing, as I say, kind of sounds really simple, but I found it a massive help just to go, no, these are the things I need to get done today. Yeah. Forget the rest.
Yeah. And it's a fascinating subject, but we can't talk all night, but are there parallels between, or maybe themes is a better word, between that cross the time zone? So you mentioned the distant past, and ancient Greeks were doing self-help. Which is of some comfort, I think. But we still haven't got it right, even though it goes back that far. But are there certain things that they were saying that still hold true today? And did you pick anything up from that that really does apply to your own life now, perhaps?
Yeah, very definitely. And as I mentioned just now, that was where the original idea from the book came from. I wanted it to be practical, so I've put some practical stuff in there as well. Yeah. But I think the most important thing is that you very definitely see, you know, the same themes repeated over and over and over again. You know, things like the idea of goal setting, for instance. You know, that you can trace that back to kind of Confucius. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's how far back it goes.
Yeah.
And I think what I realized as I was reading all this stuff and researching it, if you've got everybody from Confucius to Aristotle to Benjamin Franklin through to Napoleon Hill in the early 20th century, if all of these people who are much, much cleverer than me, if they're all kind of coming to the same conclusions, you sort of have to go, well, okay, there might be something in that, then maybe I should pay a bit of attention to it. And so that's what I've tried to do. So things like, you know, it's an expression that I really don't like, but having a mission statement, having some sort of central philosophy that's personal to you that helps you make decisions, that you see that over thousands of years as an idea that's recommended goal setting, and there's a bunch more, but they're all in the book.
Fantastic. And do you, just final question, because we probably will have to go, but do you, is the advice that you take it one day at a time, or should you be having goals and targets for different periods? Does it get really, really complicated if you do that? Because everybody tells you, you know, just do the day, make the best of your day, and that's all that matters. Or is there a little bit more about, okay, well, think a year ahead and have something to aim for? Is there any best practice there for people who are listening?
Yes, and unfortunately, it's not a simple answer, because rather annoyingly, the answer is both. Okay. That it's really important to focus on both the micro and the macro. And a way of thinking about it that was put across to me was, if you think about going on holiday, for instance, so you've got a plane to catch. Now, if you're leaving your house on the Isle of Wight, you know what time the plane is leaving, so you know roughly where you've got to get to. But if you're leaving your house at 10 o'clock in the morning, there's not much point worrying at that point about how long it's going to take you to get through security, because there's nothing you can do about that yet. Yeah. You've got to get to the airport first. So you've got to have the kind of big picture goal. You've got to have this idea, we need to get this flight and we need to be at the airport by this time.
Yeah.
But the first thing you've got to do is get out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
And then you've got to have some breakfast, and then you've got to catch the train and get on the ferry. Yeah. So you've got to do things in the right order.
Okay. Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, I could keep you talking for hours, but I've got the book here, and I have started reading it already, but do you want to just show people where they need to go to get a copy, Joe?
Yeah, that's actually really, really simple, because there's only one place you can get it, and that is on Amazon.
Okay.
So if you, it's on Amazon. If you head there and search either my name, which is slightly annoying to spell, but it's Joe Redston, J-O-E-R-E-D-S-T-O-N. And hopefully as well, if you search the title of the book, The Self-Help Summary, it should pop up there. And it's a kind of a black and yellow cover, if that helps. And if you're interested, I also, you know, I do a few other bits and pieces. I've got a blog where I kind of do updates and things like that as well. And all of that sort of stuff is at my website, which is joeredston.com, which again is joeredston.com.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for coming in, Joe, and big congratulations on the book. I can't wait to read it. Maybe it will help me. Who knows?
I hope so. That's kind of the point. If it helps a few people.
Yeah, I can do the getting out of bed bit. It's just after that that's a bit tough, isn't it?
It does. It does sometimes. But I really appreciate you having me on today, Kevin.
Yeah.
Much appreciated, mate. All right, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.